Musician Frank Zappa is now in the home video business. Ken Tucker has a review of an introductory sampler of Zappa's new line of video cassettes.
Frank Zappa is one of those pop musicians who gets called a genius mostly because no one knows what else to call him. Beginning in the 60s with records like Freak Out and We're Only In It for the Money, Zappa established himself as part of rock's avant-garde. He professed to hate rock for its simplicity. He has frequently cited Charles Ives as more of an influence than Chuck Berry, but he always partook of rock's vulgarity. Certainly he's the only avant-garde composer I know who has written a song called Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. Zappa was interested in video long before there was an MTV. 15 years ago, he started filming his own concerts, and back then he directed an unwatchable mishmash that briefly passed as a feature film called 200 Motels. Now Zappa has formed Honker Films, a video cassette company that will be offering Zappa's product on a regular basis beginning sometime next year. To introduce his new product line to the public, Zappa has just released Video from Hell, a compilation of scenes from upcoming Honker Films projects. Among these are snippets from a movie Zappa made a decade ago based on his rock opera Uncle Meat. Its amateurish acting and editing suggest why it never became a theatrical release. There's also a section featuring Frank playing a guitar solo that lasts for at least 5 minutes, at which point, I cannot tell a lie, I fast-forwarded through it. By far the most interesting segment of Video from Hell is An American Dissident, footage of Zappa testifying before the Senate hearings on rock music held in the summer of 1986. These were the hearings, you may recall, that brought to prominence the Parents Music Resource Center. That group is led by Tipper Gore, wife of Senator Albert Gore, now a Democratic presidential candidate. The PMRC was upset about what it thought were the pernicious effects of rock music on young people, concerns that Zappa addressed with withering scorn.
There is no sound that you can make with your mouth or word that will come out of your mouth that is so powerful that it'll make you go to hell. It's not going to do it. It's also not going to turn you into a social liability. Disturbed people can be set off on a disturbed course of action by any kind of stimulus. They can be set off by anything, including my tie or your hair or that chair over there or anything. Anything can set it off. You can't point to statistics of people doing strange things in the vicinity of rock music, because all you got to do is look around at all the normal kids who listen to it and live with it every day, who do not commit suicide, they don't commit murder, and they grew up to be, in some cases, legislators.
It's interesting to see Zappa in this context. A man who's made a career out of being a brainy freak, dressed in a suit and tie and defending music for which in any other context he has very little use. In his albums and videos, Frank Zappa often seems like a satirist in search of a subject. In these filmed moments denouncing rock and roll censorship, it's clear that he's found the unifying subject that has eluded him for so long. Other new video cassette releases include Ishtar, the already legendary Elaine May bomb starring Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman, and Gardens of Stone, Francis Ford Coppola's recent Vietnam movie, starring a granite-faced James Caan.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.